The financial collapse happened in 2009. Obviously, it's been some time since Lehman Brothers went down, but the question over what caused the financial collapse and how to prevent it from happening again, well, that discussion goes on.
Bank CEOs were getting stock-based compensation, and they were focusing on what can we do to keep our stock price going up, how can we keep expectations about our performance rising forever, and they started doing incredibly risky things that have severely damaged our economy.
That's Roger Martin there, Dean of the Rotman School of Management in Toronto. He spoke to us back in October about what regulations were missing when the financial crisis hit and may have helped prevent it. But in today's New York Times, Joe Nocera, op-ed columnist for our partner, argues that something called complexity risk, that's the result of too many regulations, could actually still be posing a threat to our financial system. And Joe Nocera joins us now. Hi, Joe.
Hi, how are you? That Roger Martin's a smart guy, isn't he?
He is. We talked to lots of smart people, including our listeners, and we just wanted to give you this warning first, because our listeners have very strong feelings about the bank. This is right here. Let me take a listen to this Bank of America customer we spoke to in November.
I think it's ridiculous. I mean, I think they're just robbing their customers. You already have to pay monthly fees if you don't have a certain amount in the bank, and which very few people can maintain these days. And then all of a sudden to charge us $5 a month to use our debit cards, it's infuriating.
All right. So there's one person saying that the banks, when they are allowed to do what they want, abuse that. And here's another listener we heard from in October.
Mark from Oklahoma. I think it's time for the big banks to die. They've done everything they can to guard executive salaries at the expense of the populace, and that no longer works.
So, Joe, I mean, you understand that kind of frustration with the big banks, right?
Well, I actually share that frustration. I have been regular in berating banks in my column over these past 3 years.
We've noticed.
Let's begin with that premise that banks have done things that were terrible in 2009, and those practices need to be stopped. Let's begin there. And then let's go to the next step and ask the question, what's the best way to stop those practices?
All right. And you argue that the best way may be fewer regulations?
Yes, I know that sounds counterintuitive, but I am a big believer in simplicity in regulation, not complexity. The more complex you have regulations, for one thing, the easier it is for the bankers to outwit the regulators. That's what happened the last time around. The capital rules were so complex that the banking system was able to evade them. The regulators looked the other way, and, you know, we had a disaster.
So when you say fewer regulations, it sounds like you're saying not less regulated, but simply more effective, a smaller number of them.
Yes, and I believe, you know, my favorite comparison, and forgive me if I've said this on this show before, because I do tend to wax about this particular example a lot, but Glass-Steagall is about the simplest regulation you can possibly have. Think about it. It just did one thing. It said to the banks, we're splitting you in two. Investment bank on one side, which we don't care if they go under or not. Commercial bank on the other side, where we care a lot whether you go under or not, and therefore you're not going to be allowed to do risky investment banking type things. So this time around, Dodd-Frank did not have the nerve, to be blunt. Congress didn't have the nerve to do anything nearly that radical or that simple. So instead, what they tried to do was take the complex world that banking now lives in and as is the essence of modern banking, and they said, well, let's just take every little thing that banking does and regulate it to death, okay? And one of the things that's happening now is that a lot of these regulations contradict each other, a lot of them overlap, and a lot of them, like, for example, this new Fed regulation, are going to force boards of directors to do 184 new things that they didn't do before. It's ridiculous. I mean, what are they going to do for their day job?
You know, we're speaking with Joe Nocera, who's op-ed columnist for our partner, The New York Times. You know, Joe, in some cases, when you look at the way the sausage is made, and I don't recommend it often, but in this particular case, sometimes these complex regulations occur because that's the only way they've been able to get the bill passed.
That is very true. And there are two issues here. One is the way the bill was passed itself. So the bill itself has hundreds of mandates. But the second issue is the way the regulators are carrying out those mandates. And so they're taking what's already a complex system, Dodd-Frank itself, and making it even more mind-numbingly complex by coming up with regulations that I don't think most people would understand them if they actually read them.
But you're saying that these regulations don't do more. They don't restrict the banks more. They simply make it more difficult.
In some ways, they restrict the banks more. In other ways, they do things that that are contradictory to other parts of the regulatory apparatus. And let me just add a third thing, which I think nobody really has focused on. There's nothing in the regulations that hold the actual regulators accountable. And, you know, part of the problem the last time around was, you know, the regulators themselves didn't do their jobs. And wouldn't it be great if part of the law said the regulators are accountable for making sure that banks don't do things they're not supposed to do?
So we got some kind of lukewarm fourth quarter results of J.P. Morgan. They fell short of expectations, and we might be getting more as these come out. Are you connecting the complex regulations of Dodd-Frank to low earnings from the banks?
Not yet. Many of these regulations are not enforced yet. They're still being the systemic risk regulations, for instance, by the Fed, have just been put out for public comment, so they won't go in until April or May. No, what is happening, though, is that, you know, the mortgage sector, to take the prime example, is moribund right now. And, boy, you think the country could use a housing revival? But the, one of the reasons it's moribund is because the new regulatory strictures has everybody confused as to what it really means, what it will really do. And so investors are sort of frozen in terms of buying mortgage-backed securities, which is a real problem.
So it sounds like you're saying not less regulation, just better.
Yes, I am saying that, and please tell that to your viewers again and again and again today.
Viewers,
so I won't be
listeners
with emails.
Listeners, Joe.
Viewers.
You've
Joe.
Got readers. We've
listeners.
Got listeners.
Oh, I've got readers. Yeah, boy.
And you know where Chris? You know where Chris Dodd was over the weekend? He was at the Golden Globes. I love that. Regulation
well,
far behind.
That's his new job. Lucky man, huh?
Good luck getting a Glass-Steagall passed again in Congress, though, Joe. Joe Nocera, op-ed columnist for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks.
A guy can dream, can he?
Yeah.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.